Blog Talk Radio.
Coming through your speaker. Sorry, motherfucking speaker. And it's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. I got a trapper in the building.
You know, a trap, you know, on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, you got to have a trapper in the motherfucking building, as well as a hustler, as a, you know what I'm saying, pimp players and all the, you know what I'm saying, gangster shit that goes on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday. As usual, we are here to turn the world out. Put y'all onto some of this real shit. You know, you keep connected. Hit us up, 917-889-8677. Go ahead. DJ Trapper John said so. It's cool. It's cool to log on in. It's cool to call on in. Go ahead and lay back. Get comfortable with Hot Talk Radio. Because we ain't going nowhere. So just grab, you might as well just grab a glass of, you know what I'm saying, Boone's Farm. You know what I'm saying? So that moonshine, whatever suits your taste, an old goddamn 40, you know what I'm saying? Or that old E classic. You know what I mean? Just sit back,
don't
relax.
Nobody drink.
Hey, you don't know. That shit is a classic drink. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker tell you they got you some 800, 8 ball, you already know what to do, man. It's going down. Shit, fuck with it. That's like Cisco.
Excuse me. Have you been drinking already?
Give me a bottle and a motherfucking cup.
I'm trying to open the show up and you singing my liquor. For those of you out there on the switchboard, in the event that you desire to speak, please press the number 1. That will alert us that you want to be included into the conversation, and we definitely will oblige you. Now, what's up, world? It's Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday on Hot Talk Radio, the show where the pimps, players, gangsters, hustlers, trappers, in my case, all of the above, anything the world deemed not right, enlighten the world on the topic at hand. Y'all know how we do. We have to open the show up, and as whatever they call themselves, check in, we roll with the punches. Look like my baby daddy just showed up. Anyway, let me introduce the topic, and then we will proceed, because I'm sure he got a lot to add to the topic. Too comfortable Tuesday. Comfortable, providing physical ease and relaxation, free from stress or anxiety. How does comfort cause people to change once they've gotten married or entered into a relationship? How does it cause people to change at their place of employment? Why should comfort never be a factor with success? How does it change friendships and family relationships? Tune in as we make the world comfortable with our style of entertainment. And see, that topic right there is going to get real alley. Let me go ahead and pull me what I'm finna be drinking, because I already know I'm finna go. I'm already under the holler, but shut up, because I got a lot of shit to get off my chest about these comfortable-ass motherfuckers. Big baby.
Yeah.
What's happening,
bro?
What happening?
Y'all already know we over here getting comfortable, man. Y'all already know what to do, man. Hot Talk Radio is professional at this Southern comfort. You know what I'm saying? We professionals with this Southern comfort, man. So y'all already know what to do, man. Hey, you ever had somebody get comfortable with you, man, just want to, you know what I'm saying, make up a nickname for you and most shit? You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker didn't get comfortable. You don't know me like that, Shawty.
I don't tell me.
What I'm saying?
I mean, shit.
Nigga, know your name is DJ Yeah Ho, but motherfucker just want to call you Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Big Boy. You know what I'm saying? Call your name is DJ Yeah Ho. Respect this shit.
Yeah, I can agree with that one. You know what I'm saying? I really felt you on that one, Chopper John. You kind of opening up with some valid points. You know what I'm saying? Because ain't nothing worse than a motherfucker giving you a nickname like they know you like that. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And it be some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even black and the motherfucker will call you Lil Black. You know what I'm saying? Lil Black. What's happening? I ain't nothing about me black. What's the problem is? But, yeah.
Ain't nothing about me Lil, motherfucker. You tell them to see me.
Ain't nothing about me Lil, motherfucker. Hey. But, yeah, man. I had a broad corner and call me Big Daddy. I'm like, I ain't your daddy. I'm just saying. Damn.
People get too comfortable too quick. I know, you know, you want to say, well, okay, well, you shouldn't get comfortable with, you know, within a certain amount of time. But I don't think it's ever, you know, time to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you can ever relax and just feel at ease in any given situation because nothing is promised. There are no guarantees in life. So therefore, you should always stay on your P's and Q's and always treat the situation like, you know, it can be altered at any given moment.
Hey, big baby.
What up, kid?
You ever had a motherfucker come to your house, use the bathroom, and just get comfortable in that bitch? And just be in that motherfucker about 30, 45 minutes and shit. Motherfucker just get comfortable in another nigga bathroom, use up all your toilet paper.
No, I disagree with that. I disagree with that because if the person just so happened to go in the bathroom and begin to use it and realize that, oh, I don't just have to tinkle. I might have, you know, I don't think they
okay, you can't be getting too comfortable. You need to drop and flush. Shit.
I'm trying to
you can't tell that person how to pass their stools, nigga.
I'm just saying, you don't get too comfortable. Don't we read my magazines and shit? Don't we get too comfortable, motherfucker? That's why when a nigga be sitting reading another nigga magazine. Nah, nigga, don't. Y'all say, cause some of my pages be stuck together. So don't be reading my shit.
Fuck
that. I'm just saying. I mean, I'll say you ain't never went to a motherfucker bathroom and they shit was stuck together in the pages and shit.
No, I don't be rambling in people's magazines and shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe there's something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't want to.
Oh, you didn't go through people's medicine cabinets and shit. You didn't get comfortable
like
that.
No, I don't ramble at all. I don't give a fuck about people enough to ramble. I don't give a fuck about, you know what I'm saying? I really just don't. I'm one of them females that really, you really be thinking I give a fuck. And I be trying to give a fuck. But I don't get comfortable enough to give a fuck. I just treat you, you know what I'm saying? I can, you know you and fuck with you. But then, you know, hey, I don't get comfortable. I keep that shit moving. You know what
I'm just saying? So like, you don't feel like if you on a little date or whatever, and a nigga invite you over to the house, and, you know, you don't feel like, you know, like you might like just look on the cabinet, take a peek, and be like, damn, the nigga got some preparation H and some hemorrhoid shit, and some tucks, and some more shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't be like, you know what I'm saying? You get comfortable.
I don't go through people's medicine cabinets. And besides, if he did have some hemorrhoid medication, I mean, that's something that people get. I mean, am I supposed to be like, oh, I can't talk to this nigga because he got, you know, he has an occasional case of what is it called, hemorrhoids? I mean.
That might make a motherfucker uncomfortable.
Got you too comfortable.
Exactly. That nigga can't get comfortable with got those hemorrhoids. You can't get comfortable with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So you know the symptoms of the hemorrhoids. Sounds like you're getting a little personal.
No, I'm just saying.
Is it something you
want
to tell me, Chopper John? Is it something you want to tell me?
Yeah, it is something I want to tell you. I am tired of you coming to the studio, leaving your damn panties in the damn floor of bathrooms and shit, and writing your name on the wall.
Damn lie.
Call me for a good time.
Don't lie.
Stop writing your name on the bathroom wall.
No,
stop writing your name.
I don't even wear panties. Don't lie to the
they ain't comfortable.
Don't do that.
They ain't comfortable. They ain't comfortable. They stay bunched up.
Hey, you done got too comfortable because, you know what, you should have to say what you say, you know, because you done got comfortable. Don't get comfortable with me because, you know what, I will take you out.
You ain't going to do
it. Yes, I am.
A little bit of shit.
But, I mean, I got this topic off Facebook. And, you know what I'm saying? What happened is they want to know, you know what I'm saying, what are some of the things that people do when they get comfortable in relationships? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's like why people like to keep the relationship. That's why motherfuckers leave relationships because they can't stand. They like the newness of it. You know, when you know, still, you know, combing your hair. When you still dressing all fresh. I mean, I ain't that worse than a nigga smelling so good every time I see him. And then when he think he got me, he start wearing cologne. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is this?
He should have been spraying on some of that Busta Free spray.
And what the fuck is that supposed to mean? I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, Big Baby, now, you know what I'm talking about. Because you probably, you know what I'm saying, you probably, you know, don't want to say that because you probably, you know, don't want to say that because I'm speaking to the fellas and I'm getting on their asses. Y'all, you know, was wearing cologne. Every time you got ready to pull up at the chick house, you need to keep the cologne in the car. Keep doing that. You know what I'm saying? Don't feel like, okay, I got her. She my lady. I ain't got to smell good no more.
We ran out. We waiting on you to buy us some more.
Oh, motherfucker.
Say it again, Big Baby.
You know, that's more indirect pad for the pussy. You know what I'm saying? Indirect.
Oh,
no.
Come
on now, baby. DJ, yeah. Nah. Okay, you know, and I'm not going to say that's, you know, wrong because I'm a woman that believe in, you know what I'm saying? You know, we both carry, you know, I do for you, you do for me, we do for each other. I'm not a one-sided female because a lot of, you know, females think that, you know, it's all about them. You know, they don't supposed to, you know. But then you got some situations where niggas downright use females because, you know, whatever the female feel they got to have about this person, and that gives them the upper hand. That person gets comfortable and stop doing shit altogether. Then it's one-sided on the female giving in. But I do want to say, okay, what
well,
ever happened to...
Well, you're not fucking with a basic nigga like that is.
Excuse me. You know what? I don't know why you think you been a bad ass right now, but I'm going to whoop you because I don't do basic niggas. I'm speaking on the shit that was brought to me as a therapist, and I have to do my duty as Lady Libra Hell Doctor to enlighten these people on what not to do. I have to teach the people. I'm here to save the world one show at a time. And it's too
well,
much
teach
their ass
how to stop fucking with basic niggas.
That's what I'm trying to do. That's why I'm telling them. You can't get comfortable and basic. You got to stay on super. Ain't that worse than niggas making love, treat, you know what I'm saying? When they get ready to make love to you playing music, and once they got you, all the love making music stop.
Hell yeah. And first the bitch suck your balls and everything. Then she get comfortable and then forget all about the balls.
What's that?
I'm doing
it. You know
what?
You're so wretched. It wasn't going to take you more than a minute to take it to the gutter. It wasn't going to take you more than a minute.
I'm just saying how comfortable motherfuckers be getting. I'm just saying motherfuckers get comfortable and shit. Come to your house and just open up the refrigerator and shit.
See,
just get comfortable.
I'm talking about this. I love the comfort, you know what I'm saying? I do love to be comfortable, but at the same time, I don't get complacent. There's a difference, you know what I'm saying? See, I like the comfort of a man, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. You don't get comfortable, but it's okay to like the comfort of a man, you know what I'm saying? Can you tell them about it, Stephanie Mills, please? Help us out. Help me out. Shonda Sava, you know, they don't understand the difference between comfort and comfortable. You know what I'm saying? See, ain't nothing like a man. Ooh. Y'all have to scare me. Y'all know I get excited when it comes down to a man.
I know you want this man. You like that man meat. You get comfortable with that man meat.
Oh, don't talk to me in that voice. You nasty.
You like that?
Because they thought it was a bigger deal for shit. But you about to be Trapper Jay? The fuck?
This is Mr. Man Meat.
You sound like you're jacking your dick right now. You done got too comfortable right now. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
So what you're saying is, you know how he sound when he's jacking his dick.
I do it all the time, shit.
You know what?
If you call me, that's probably what I'm doing.
You know what? You shouldn't even let that be known.
Hey, fuck it. If I'm in your house longer than 15 minutes, look for me.
Hey, in the house or in the bathroom?
Get one out real quick.
In the house or in the...
Hey, if you leave me in the Kroger parking lot while you in the store, ain't no telling what's going to be on the dashboard. I'm just saying.
You get that kind of bored? You get that kind of comfortable in somebody's car that you do that kind of shit?
I'm just saying. You need the comfort of a man.
Hey, you know what? You
motherfuckers do get comfortable like that, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying. Fuck it. You know, motherfuckers
do get
comfortable.
Yeah, it's not worse than somebody masturbate or feeling so comfortable at your shit that they fucking in your shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Trapper John recently found out that he was responsible for a few of his friends' children because they used his facility to make them. How comfortable can you get that you making babies out of my motherfucking shit?
How comfortable can you get this leave a baby on the motherfucker shit? just leave your babies laying around and shit. What kind of shit is that? How comfortable can you be? God damn. These wipe the babies up. Shit, pick them up. So.
No, don't even. Oh, gosh. I'm just saying. but don't you hate when people get so comfortable, big baby, they just take your shit? Don't even ask you for it. Just take it, and then you see it and they shit later. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and then they be cool and fuck with that shit.
Ain't that my drumsticks? You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, you know, I had. Well, motherfucker, what, you couldn't at least ask me to use my shit?
Violation.
Relatives do it. Friends do it. I mean, it's to the point that I don't even get comfortable with people because, you know, I don't like people getting, you know, feeling like, oh, we so cool, it go down like that. Like, you know, like, for instance, one of my homegirls was telling me that, you know, when her boyfriend, she stopped by rape, she just started shaving her pussy with his clip.
That's violation. That's too comfortable.
If a bitch ever used my clippers to shave her pussy,
we got to fight. Fuck that. Don't shave your pussy with my clippers, goddamn it.
She said she's sanitizing with alcohol afterwards. That's not admissible.
Nah.
You violate like hell.
Okay,
Hold up.
What if you bust into the bathroom and your girlfriend uses your toothbrush to brush her teeth? Then what?
That violation
too,
fuck
that. That happened to me one time. I was wondering, I was like, we done broke up. You know how you break up with boyfriends and pack they shit and leave, but then they keep coming back, is it? And, you know, so I'm like, damn, you wouldn't even leave no more. But, you know, that's so weird. You didn't ever bring some of yourself back. So I happened to bust in the bathroom and you were brushing his teeth with my toothbrush. I was like, damn, but I've been using that. And you've been doing this shit all along. How comfortable can you get? You just use my motherfucking toothbrush like that.
You wonder why you got gingivitis and shit. Damn, that's nasty. He probably been eating all kind of pussy and shit. Damn. Now your mouth.
Only you would take it there. You know.
I'm just saying.
I mean, you doing some shit in kitchen. That black guy there, you know, shit.
Are you saying, really, it ain't no difference if I'm kissing the motherfucker?
You sucking that dick and kissing him, shit. He eat your pussy and kissing you and shit. I'll use the same goddamn toothbrush in on you.
So we might wash your waist of the panties and shit too, huh? Hey, we might as well wash other panties and shit too, huh?
And the nigga you fucking with wear panties. I'm just saying.
You wear panties, nigga.
What the fuck? Hey, then he real comfortable with your ass. If he walk around with panties on, he feeling real comfortable around you. That's all I can say.
Oh,
the nigga too
comfortable around him. Shit. You just see a nigga walk around in your panties, you don't even say shit. You just watching that shit. Hell no, you.
Oh no, come on now, baby.
Yeah, you done got way too comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. How about when people get so comfortable they start borrowing money and don't even bother to pay you back?
that shit like that happens all the time. That's family situation. It's like motherfucker get comfortable and take the last piece of chicken and shit. You know?
Yeah. No. I told y'all I'm finna go get that shit.
Exactly. You ain't buy this shit. You ain't buy the motherfucking chicken, nigga. You ain't buy the shit, but you want the last piece.
So you saying there's rules to certain things. Like if you don't buy the chicken, you can't have the last piece. Can you have the first piece? Is there certain pieces that you get?
You can't have the first or the last piece. If you ain't buy the shit, you can't have the first or the last piece. You get all the pieces in the middle.
Okay, well, is it certain sizes of the pieces that you get? I mean, are only the legs and wings available to you? I need to know the rules to this shit. We got to help these people because they violate and get too comfortable, and somebody's going to hurt their asses. So we got to help stop all this crime and murder and stuff by teaching the people the way.
Because a nigga will kill you over a piece of chicken. I done seen it happen.
Shit, you want on the phone right now.
Hey, baby, have a motherfucker ever got so comfortable, you be like, hey, we finna go in on the dub, and they tell you they got five on it, and you like, I said I was going in on the dub. What the fuck you mean you got five on it?
Get
comfortable. No, they gonna smoke. This fuck it.
But, you know what I'm saying? You so comfortable, you don't feel like you're supposed to put your proper amount of skin. You know what I'm saying? You feel like you can just get a, you know, discount because you just that comfortable.
I know motherfuckers just get comfortable and just come around and just sit around until you go buy some shit. Till you go buy some weed, they just sit around until you go buy the shit. Fuck it. They're way on you.
I know motherfuckers that get so comfortable, they come to smoke. They only come see you because you got to drink on, you going to drink them and smoke them. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's over, they gone. You don't see them
get
till next time, the real.
They can just spend the night and everything. Fuck it, just waiting on you to get your check. Fuck it, just get comfortable. Fuck it. Let's go.
I ain't that worse than a motherfucking bro getting in a relationship, getting comfortable, and not, you know, staying. If she was flashy and sassy when you met her, ladies, I suggest you keep it up. The minute, you know what I'm saying, everybody can't handle that comfort mode. Some men like to keep it spicy, new, and fun. You know what I'm saying? So when you start that putting on moo-moos and, you know what I'm saying, letting yourself go, gaining all that excessive weight.
Only want to fuck one way. Niggas can only hit it one way and shit. God damn it. Just get comfortable. That's right. Tell them bitches. Tell them.
They only want a nigga to hit it one way. Well,
exactly. They don't
want to
touch their toes.
That y'all not making love no more. Y'all 5 and 10 minutes now. When you first met the broad, you were going all day, all night. Now it's boom, boom, boom. I'm done.
She ain't doing that shit she was used to do.
Exactly.
What she used to do?
Touch her toes and shit.
She used to fuck about her shit. That's what I mean. She ain't doing that shit she used to do.
Exactly.
You know, when we first met,
I bust a nut, and then, you know what I'm saying, then you don't be afraid to start, so then we start back. You do what you need to do so we can start back. But then you get to know a nigga for a minute, and then, shit, you be like, shit, fuck it. So he be like,
exactly.
Fuck it.
Fuck it
and
fuck it.
When you get comfortable and start looking elsewhere, men like it fresh. They like it new. They like it spicy. They like spontaneity. They do not like predictable shit. They do not like comfort. Don't get comfortable. Lil Wayne, tell them about this shit, please.
Lil Wayne in the building.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah.
think everybody gonna like this. Yeah, I got one. Thank you, Mr. West.
Yeah, that's right, y'all. High Talk Radio, 917-889-8677. Don't get too comfortable, because, you know, you get comfortable with a bitch. Soon as you get comfortable with their ass, they're going to flip the script on your ass. You already know what to do.
It's all going through your wallet.
Exactly. Soon as you think it's all good and shit, she got your credit card. Damn.
Oh, no. Damn, I was supposed to press the button, but I had to respond. It's the
thing. Nigga, fingers can't move fast enough and shit.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, exactly.
Yep.
Hey, baby, they get comfortable. They start going through your phone calling, motherfucker.
Oh, dude.
Be all on your Facebook and most shit. So, check this out. Don't let the motherfuckers get comfortable. What you got to do is when you think a motherfucker getting comfortable, you got to just got them snap on their ass real quick. You
oh,
know what
really?
I'm saying? Yeah, you got to just snap on their ass real quick. You know what I'm saying? You got to bring their ass back to reality. You know what I'm saying?
Ladies, when you think when they say they getting comfortable, you just start dating other niggas while y'all still living together. Just start, oh, I'm just going on a date. Just show them it ain't what they saying.
Hey,
they
like
their ass up.
Exactly. It ain't what you thought it was, motherfucker. It ain't that gravy. Fuck that. You're too comfortable.
At a certain time. Don't let them get comfortable. Start showing up late. You know what I'm saying? Start not coming up at all.
Just don't call that bitch. Just don't call her. Just fuck it. Just like, damn, I ain't even going to call that hoe. She's too comfortable. She getting comfortable and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
think she know when you going to call her. Know where you gonna be at, know what the fuck you up to. Hey, don't call this right. Hey, today I ain't answering the phone, ain't none of that shit. Why they
don't
call 911?
Just pack your shit and stay gone for a couple of weeks. And then just come back out like you ain't done that wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly. Act like you're comfortable with the situation. You know? Fuck it. Fuck it, that's how you do it, just fuck it. Get nut up on her ass, just fuck it. That's how you gotta do it. Fellas, take it, hey, take it from this, just go with this nut up, just fuck it, goddammit.
I wanna ask y'all the question pertaining to that was sent to me about why should comfort never be a factor with success? I was told today that, you know what I'm saying, comfort and success do not go together. Those are two separate avenues. That success is rented, and it's rented daily. So you have to pay your rent on success every day because it can never be owned. Like, you hot today, you stay hot, do what you need to do tomorrow to pay that rent, your ass is no longer hot. So you can never get... Somebody
got comfortable and flushed his phone down the toilet. Damn.
You can't get comfortable with thinking, you know, that you use the sense. For instance, I promote Hot Talk Radio. We give a show just as hard as we, actually harder, because with practice makes perfect. You know what I'm saying? When we first started the show, you know, when you go back to the beginning archives, you can hear the evolution of the show. You know what I'm saying? The context is, you know, more full of the music selection. Everything about the show has evolved. You know what I'm saying? And we go as hard as we did when we initially started, if not harder, because Success is rented daily. And we have to pay the rent on success every day. So we have to work hard at this shit every day.
That's
Big
some
Baby
real shit.
Is working hard every day at what he's doing. Papa John is working hard every day. There's no time to slack and think, oh, I'm successful or, oh, I'm on top. Because if you don't pay the rent tomorrow on success, eventually they're going to evict your ass.
Woo,
I'm
That's
some
real
shit
right there. You
got to
pay what you weigh. You know what I'm saying? So either you need to lose some motherfucking weight or move out of state. Y'all just know what to do.
I just want to let these individuals know that think they got, you know, they think they can sit back and chill. You know what I'm saying? No. Rent is due. Daily.
Yeah, rent is due,
man. It's not like, you know, the rent on a house or an apartment where you pay monthly. No, rent for success is daily. So if you didn't pay your rent today, just know it's getting ready to evict your ass. That means you got to double up tomorrow, motherfucker.
Be on your grind, motherfucker. You're getting too comfortable.
Somebody thought my pussy was playing. Somebody thought I was playing with this shit. You know what I'm saying? I take time to go show love and help other motherfuckers. They want me. They get too comfortable with the help that I give, and they feel like, you know, damn, what I'm trying to do, I'm supposed to kick their ass. I don't even like people. What the fuck make you think that you can get comfortable enough to think you can handle me and tell me what to do? Not even. Not even. Now, it was also brought to my attention about how people get comfortable on their job. You know, when you first start out, you old tired.
They get later and later. Fuck that shit. I can make it in 5 minutes.
You know what I'm saying? You start.
They don't start working till your goddamn 9:30. Shit.
You know, not only that, your lunch break, you know what I'm saying? You supposed to go on lunch at 1 o'clock. You know, you clocking out at 1:20. You know what I'm saying? You doing all kind of fuck shit. You half-ass
going, doing. going to the bathroom knowing you ain't got to pee and shit. Just in that motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? You go to the bathroom on the phone and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then I told you, don't bring the phone in the building, but you go to the bathroom to use it. And then you
exactly.
Don't even use the bathroom in the area. You go way down to the other area to use, you know, to use the bathroom.
Exactly. Motherfucker got to go to their car every day. They forgot some shit in their car. Every day. God damn shit.
You know what I'm saying? Not only that, your whole attitude, you know, when you first go, you know, you dress off, your clothes all neat and clean, and, you know, then as you get comfortable, your uniform, you start not, you know, you might come in without your hat. You know your uniform got a hat, so where the fuck your hat at? You ain't got your hat on.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you forgot your bag.
That's like when hey, real talk. And like when a motherfucker first start, when he go in, you know what I'm saying? He like, yes, sir. You know what I'm saying? Good morning, sir. How you doing, ma'am? Then, you know, after a while, the motherfucker be like, what's up, Bob? What's going on, Joe?
No, hold on. He just quit speaking. He just walk in. They don't even speak
exactly,
no more. You
man.
Know what I'm saying?
They just talk to the boss in any kind of way. Like, he know the boss. Like, he fucking the boss daughter and shit. Just talk to him any kind of way.
You know how they ask you to call in, you know, give them a substantial amount of time so they can try to get cover your shift. You start calling in 5 minutes before time for you to clock in. Oh, I ain't coming.
Motherfucker, come to work and tell them, I ain't coming today. I'm sick. Man, come to work and say I'm sick.
Look, come to work and turn back around. What kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? People, I need y'all to stay on top of your game. You can't get comfortable. You cannot get comfortable.
Because it's always somebody waiting to take your spot. Always. There's always somebody worse off than you. Like, damn, I wish I had it like them. I wish I had a job to go to. I wish I could work at McDonald's. It's always a motherfucker that's waiting to take your spot. Believe that, even in the rap game, whatever game you in, it's always somebody just waiting in the wings, watching you, for you to fuck up and get comfortable, and they come in while you sleeping and take your
and
shit.
And take your spot.
That's it. Because sleepers, look, hustlers never sleep, and sleepers never hustle. That's the rule.
Yeah. You say it there. Yeah.
That's the rule. So, y'all already know, if you go to sleep, you get comfortable, you go to sleep, you wake up, your shit might be gone.
Hey, Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, you know how when you first start fucking with a nigga at the studio, he come in, he have his beat ready, he know all the lyrics and shit by heart. That nigga don't fuck up in the booth no time.
Yeah.
As soon as that nigga do about two or three songs, that nigga want to come write. He can't write no more unless he at the studio. But he don't want to pay for that kind of time. He just want to kick it and play his beat all goddamn day. Nigga, you too comfortable.
You know you got a situation like that jumping out right now.
Motherfucker get comfortable.
To the studio, done got so comfortable, they come to the studio ill-prepared. Like, he ain't got shit else to do. Like, this motherfucker ain't waiting to get in the booth.
They ain't got no pen and paper. They ain't got no bottle of water. They ain't got no weed.
Nothing.
Shit,
nothing.
You need to go
home. It's like, what the fuck, you wasting my time. I'm like, you know, check this out, man. I don't know what you thought this was, what you think it is, but, huh, man, hey, take this beat, go home.
And come back when you're ready.
Exactly. And hit me up when you're ready. You know what I'm saying?
You too motherfucking comfortable, homeboy.
Too comfortable. Right. You too comfortable. You know what I'm saying? We coming there playing, motherfuckers coming to the studio, they want to play PlayStation. I'm like, what the fuck?
I thought we were having a session.
Exactly. You just got too comfortable, nigga.
Oh, how about motherfucker they doing you a favor by fucking with you, and you really helping them.
I got all the shit. I need them, but I got all the shit. I don't even rap, nigga. I make beats and shit. I need keyboards and motherfucking shit like that. I don't need no fucking microphone.
I tell a nigga in a minute, nigga, fuck you. I rap on the beat too. I make the beat and rap on that beat. Then go to the club and DJ that motherfucker.
I'm trying to.
Hey, damn, and then put myself on tour, jump on the bus and goddamn promote the club.
Damn, what the fuck?
Jump on the bus. And you know what I'm saying? And make it a rap. And then press up my own CDs, the whole motherfucking name. And just go ham.
I used to have that piece.
And then play the shit on Hot Talk Radio 24/7, just beat it in your motherfucking head.
You said
it. I just get comfortable. I just get comfortable.
Put him up a nigga Facebook page with the show.
Exactly.
Oh, y'all gonna get at it like that. Y'all get at it like that.
Just like this.
So basically, what they trying to tell y'all is all y'all with these big heads and all this comfortable ass, complacent ass attitudes y'all bringing to the table. Stop thinking you're irreplaceable because you're not. Tell them, Beyonce.
To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. To the left, to the left. Everything you own in the box, to the left. In the closet. Yes, if my body, please don't touch, keep talking and that's fine. Could you walk and hop at the same time? And it's my name, it's on that tag. So come move your back, let me call you a cab. Standing in the front door, telling me how I'm such a fool. Talking about how I'll never ever find a man like you. You got me to stare. You must not know about me. You must not know about me.
You must not know about me. You
Don't you ever, ever. DJ Hell now in this bitch. It's him just to go, ooh, tell about what I'm drinking. It's him just take over Tuesday, too comfortable Tuesday. And we talking about these motherfuckers that get free from stress or anxiety. Start feeling like, you know what I'm saying, they can relax. You know what I'm saying? You cannot ever relax because life is so unpredictable. No day is promised to anyone. There are no guarantees. You got to stay on your P's and Q's at all times because at any given moment, it can go south. You know what I'm saying? You can't never get comfortable. I hate it when a female gets so comfortable that she thinks she can ask to borrow my man for some money. Uh-oh.
Oh, you
got to
go get
all
bills.
Oh, yeah. I got
the
subscription.
How you feeling about that?
Shit, hey, I asked that nigga to borrow some money, too.
You
going to
ask my nigga to borrow some money?
Fuck that. Fuck that shit.
Nah,
hey, little child, I tell that nigga, hey, little child, let me hold some.
Baby, baby, you feel like another nigga can ask your bro, one of your homies can ask your girl to borrow some money?
Shit, he can ask her, but she about to get right or it's going to be her ass. Fuck that nigga. I'm with you, bitch. You better
you
motherfucking say the right thing.
How can a motherfucker feel so comfortable they think they can call, ask your nigga? They can at least ask you to ask, you know what I'm saying, hey, you ain't got it, you know what I'm saying? And you see it, you know what I'm saying? You know, Mike Tyson got it, whatever your nigga name is, you know what I'm saying?
Ask that baby to let me get $10. Oh, hell no. Let me get a shot of that cup. How about that?
Hey, shit, ask cash again. Nobody rides for free.
I'm telling you, I'm up for a shot of that cup. Why, I would just take it out my tail.
Exactly. Fuck that shit. If you can have to borrow money, I can ask you for some pussy.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She rough
out here. That's
just
too comfortable right there. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I mean, ain't that how it go? Shit, I thought that's how the rules. I thought it was part of the rules.
Man, that shit go like that, man.
It ain't about being insecure. It's just about a motherfucker feeling that comfortable with your mate. Because, I mean, if you that kind of comfortable that you think you can borrow money from them or ask them certain shit, then next time you know, shit, you feeling like you got some kind of special leeway with them, and then next you're going to be ready to fuck if you get hot. But if you feel like you can borrow money, if you need some dick, you can borrow that too.
I'm just saying, if a bitch asks you for some money, basically she's saying, hey, I'm in a tight spot right now. Hey, you give me some money, I'll give you some of that pussy.
Oh, you
can just give me some of that money.
Exactly. That's it.
Let me get some of that money.
She got comfortable. She didn't want to get comfortable with you.
Hey, then, you know, bitch don't never ask for 10 or 20. They want a harder than 50.
Going down. You know what's going to happen, don't you? I'm going to knock on that motherfucking door. And it's going to be real, real motherfucking
ugly. It's going to be real ass. I'm just saying, you might be smoking with that nigga. I'm just saying. I mean,
you want to play?
Catch all them.
One more fucking play?
What?
Let's see. We got somebody to raise their hand. Let's see if we're going to have to, blast their ass or they got something to add to the conversation. What's going on, 678-906? Who it is?
What's going on?
Who it is?
It's Low Key checking in.
Oh, what's going on?
What's up, Low?
So you just showed up tonight. So are you coming to hang out with me or are you going to the Pound Puppy Room? Take your choice now. Take your seat now.
Well, you always got to put me on Front Street.
No,
I'm saying,
you come on.
He trying to get comfortable with hot talk, man. So let this man get comfortable, and then, you know, he'll fit in his own.
No, because he came on, you can't get comfortable. Because he came on, and the ladies was going ham, and he ended up in the doghouse with y'all monsters.
Them bitches were trying to get comfortable.
What it was is that you got comfortable, and you thought I was that guy. And then you just got comfortable, like, oh, I just put me in the other pile.
Okay, I got you.
That's what I'm talking about. They got comfortable. Look, you can't get comfortable with a nigga till you give some head. I'm saying, we still strangers until you give niggas some head.
At first I was that guy, and then all of a sudden, now I'm in the dog pound with the rest of the dogs. Cause I was that cute puppy that you seen me. So now that you seen the grown man dog, it's like, okay, well, I'll just put up with the rest of the old stuff.
You know what I'm saying? And they had to show his teeth. Fuck that. We pissing around here. We pissing on everything moving. Fuck that. We comfortable.
Oh, you want to bark now? Oh, now you okay, Rover? So what you got to add to the conversation?
He
comfortable
because he
don't
call me in the house.
Oh, okay. This motherfucker thinks he's Scooby-Doo now.
See, he didn't get comfortable until, you know, his homie in the house and he got some backup. That's what that is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Just like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't even talk. You stuttering like hell now.
I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to write you up now or later. Man, that shit don't work. No, we don't take no write-up. We take accommodations. We take accommodations. We don't take write-up. Yes, sir. I'll show you, Ben. I can tell y'all, because I see y'all done got too comfortable. But I'm going to show y'all. I'm going to show all y'all motherfuckers from Trapper John on down. You ain't going to do shit.
Yes, I am.
She said she's going to blow your mind.
I can do it.
Hey, for real, motherfuckers don't get comfortable.
See, when I first met you, I had a six-pack, but then I got too comfortable, and then it turned into a 1K.
See, yeah, well, that's what happens when motherfuckers get comfortable.
Because you talking about baby, I want you to eat. You know, I want you to eat right, eat good when you come home.
So I got a question. How does comfort change friendship and family relationships?
Well, you want my opinion on that?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna break it down for you. This is raw and uncut. When you get in a relationship, everything is brand new, everything is good. When you bring the in-laws and the family into your relationship, sometimes it could be a good thing, sometimes it could be like a time bomb waiting to blow up in your face. And what I mean by a time bomb waiting to blow up in your face, you bring your family into it, and all of a sudden somebody don't like something that they don't see, but you're comfortable with it. So what goes on in your household, you know, you don't want to expose that to everybody, because what's comfortable for you, somebody else might be jealous. And you already know with envy, what that comes with, jealousy and envy.
That's some real shit.
They feeling like y'all comfortable, y'all doing good, y'all got that money going, so y'all got money. So now y'all the go-to couple. So now the family got comfortable because, oh, they doing good. And they ain't, you know, they ain't going to miss out. So, yeah. Or you start getting those surprise visits. Hey, can I just stay for about a week? You know, or, you know, y'all might want to walk around naked around the house or something, you know what I'm saying? Just enjoy y'all time. Next thing you know, you got your brother on the couch, you know what I'm talking about? You know, he comfortable, man. He ain't got nowhere to go. So, yeah, that could be a good thing.
Ain't trying to go nowhere.
Sometimes it can be.
Ain't trying to go nowhere. Motherfuckers get comfortable like that. You know what I'm saying?
But
hey, some motherfuckers get comfortable.
Like, well,
I'm the type of nigga like
that's
all right.
Family.
I can't believe you gonna talk while he's talking, big mouth. You done got comfortable?
Yeah.
The conversation, okay.
But see, you feeling like that's family, so there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But in reality, you know what I'm saying, you done brought your family into your relationship, so you can't really get too comfortable. You had to lay down the rules from the jump. And y'all, you know, have to have some kind of decision before all that takes place, you know. So you want to make sure you're comfortable and y'all strong in your relationship before you bring family and friends into your relationship. You don't want to get too comfortable that you bring everybody in and they make a decision in your house. So that's just my opinion on that.
You did good on that one. You ain't in the doghouse all the way. You just in there a little bit. Trapper John?
I was just saying that I think motherfuckers need to make it a job to make motherfuckers that get comfortable uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Now, the motherfucker come on my house and spend the night and shit, I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking bitches and everything, all in their face and everything, just make a nigga uncomfortable. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Real nigga ain't gonna be uncomfortable cause you fucking cuss. Real nigga ain't gonna be
He ain't getting no pussy though. I ain't letting him get no pussy though. He can't hit nothing, nigga. I was gonna make the bitch scream and then just keep a nigga up all night. I'm gonna beat the music and all kind of more shit. I'm gonna make sure ain't no food in the refrigerator.
Hey, you just gotta call one of your bitches who let you fuck in the car, shit, you know? Real nigga ain't gonna be mad, girl.
That shit ain't gonna work. Big Baby said that shit ain't gonna work. That niggas ain't shit. Fuck that shit.
They get so comfortable, they think they can say anything, say shit fucked up about your nigga or, you know what I'm saying, like, or say shit, fucked up shit to your nigga or about your nigga. Bitch, you can't get so comfortable you say nothing about my motherfucking nigga. I don't give a fuck how much you get on my nerves. It ain't so you can't get comfortable enough to say shit about him because at the end of the day, I will beat your ass about it.
A real super bitch is talking. Stand up, clap, play the motherfucking applause, nigga. A real super bitch that's fucking spoken. That's it. Close the show, man. It's over, man. With that shit right
that's
now,
it.
Man. Just like that.
That's it. Fuck it.
Fuck.
Real super you know bitch. Man. And it go vice versa. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't say shit about another man's female. You know what I'm saying? You don't get comfortable enough to be talking about that motherfucking man, woman. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what you hear him say. Keep your mouth shut. Because when they done made up and they mad no more, he'll reflect back on what you said and be mad at your ass, and they going to cut you off. Don't get too comfortable.
That's why you
now.
Don't get involved in domestic disputes.
For real, because a business turn around and fight your ass. Like, why you hit my nigga like
day.
That?
Do they just mind your business? Hey, what you think about this? Oh, I don't think about anything. I mean, that's between y'all. You know, y'all going to make that decision.
Saying?
Y'all got to live with.
And they will get mad at you because you won't get in it. But in the end, they'll appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I had a friend used to tell me, you don't never give me no advice. You don't never say, no, I ain't. I'm just here to listen. You can have all kinds of opinions in your head. You can be saying, you dumb, he ain't shit. But keep that shit in your head because when they make up and they back, you know, back in love again. You going to be the enemy. Don't get too
real
comfortable
talk.
That you get in that shit. We're here to save y'all and help y'all because it's too much comfortable
exactly.
shit going on and too much violation and then people turn up dead.
I'm only going to get comfortable and tell they nigga anyway. Oh, such said you ain't shit anyway. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? They going to turn on your ass anyway. Soon as you tell her, yeah, girl, you need to leave that nigga. Hey, you know what's Carla said? I need to leave your ass anyway.
You know what I'm saying?
So now y'all got ammo.
And then you like, oh, you told my nigga to leave me? You know, you told, you know what I'm saying? Don't get comfortable. Just be a listening ear. Be there for your friend. Don't say shit. Just smile and listen. And you can cuss their ass out in your head all night long. But don't get
in
there.
Or you go and get involved in the situation.
And don't go with them when they call you somebody. They finna go over the house and spy and tear up the nigga's shit or write on his car. Don't get in that shit. Don't get in that shit. Because when it's all said and done, they'll be sitting up somebody.
Your ass might get shot.
Yeah, don't get too comfortable. Omarion, tell them about that comfort, baby. Tell them about, you know, tell them about comfort because they lost right now. Y'all, I'm going to let Omarion tell y'all.
This is the part where you start to discover.
Oh.
I'm the one to bring your body comfort.
No money,
comfort.
Oh.
Yes. That's right.
Ooh.
Hello, world. I bring to you.
Ooh.
The old with the crown.
I'm the rapper, and he's the dancer.
We back, world, on Two Possible Tuesday on Pimp Juice Takeover Tuesday, where the pimps, players, hustlers, gangsters, trappers, everything the world deemed not right, enlighten the world on the topic at hand. We got DJ Chopper John in the building. We got Low Key, and you got Lady Libra Hale in the building. Now, we just had one of my chatmates who had, you know, had made some comments on the topic, and he basically said they're going to line up all the comfortable people and let them be comfortable with each other. I think he's rooting y'all on. He said, tell them y'all crazy. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Matthew. I see you. He out there holding down. You know what I'm saying? He working the chat room tonight.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, line them up. Line them up. Line them up. That's what's up.
People, they're going to put y'all in one. They're going to segregate the uncomfortable with the comfortable. We're going to be separate but equal.
Exactly. I mean, but really, though, I think some people's job is to make people uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? Some people's job, that's what they do for a living, is to make people uneasy. You know what I'm saying? You ever just do shit and say shit just to make somebody uneasy, just to make them uncomfortable? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? When you say, I'm sitting on faces or I'm sitting on your face, that might make some people uncomfortable. Like, you say super bitch. To some people, that might make them uncomfortable. Some hoes get some basic bitches get uneasy about that shit. You know
I
what
want
saying?
You to be comfortable with me because I don't want you to think now time, you can, you know what I'm saying, get close to me because you can't. I don't need nobody close to me. I don't want nobody close to me. All I
yeah,
need
you
is
do.
The comfort of a man.
Yeah, you want somebody close. Stop lying.
Yeah, a man.
Exactly. A real nigga can get close to you.
What?
A basic nigga can't get close to you, but a real nigga can. A real nigga's going to see through all that, and get to your heart, you know what I'm saying, not just your mind.
Hell don't have no heart.
look at Reggie.
Hell ain't got no heart.
Only somebody think they comfortable can say that to me. Wretchedness. Your wretchedness.
See, it's, you know, you got to read in between the lines. You said you just want a man for comfort. Which means that saying that you don't want just any man, you just, you know, you want to pick through and get that ace, you know what I'm saying, that, and that king. You know, you don't want no spade. So if you read between the lines, you already tell them.
I'm going to kick your ass because everybody told you to come on here and get comfortable and say shit about what I want. We talking about these comfortable-ass people in the world tonight.
Like, hey, he know what he's talking
about.
He don't know. That hell ain't got no heart. I'm just saying. But yeah, she thinks she wanted the comfort of a man. She want to beat a nigga or something. Sit on a nigga's face. Suffocate the hell out of a nigga or some shit.
Hey, let's see. Ain't that worse than a nigga getting comfortable and y'all, you know, in a relationship and he just, you know, you laying in the bed and you just like, did you just shit in the bed? I mean, what the fuck are you doing? Where it just starts passing gas, and you just like, oh, my goodness, are you serious? I mean, no, get up and go to the bathroom. No, I'm sorry. You just lay there and just shit on the bed, in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm just that comfortable that I could just lay here and just funk up the room like this. You know
That is that. I'm saying women do get comfortable, but they don't do that shit until like a year later. Then they start farting and shit around you. A woman will wait a year before they start farting and shit.
Or what is that? Do they go to the bathroom and they don't close the door no more to poopy? They poopy with the door wide.
That's comfortable.
You're like, what the fuck?
That's comfortable. That's. That's like a bitch get comfortable and then wake up and start talking to you. If you ain't brush your teeth or nothing, you just comfortable around this bitch.
Wake up and want a kiss.
You know what I'm saying?
No. No.
Hey, that might be okay right there. We wake up and fuck.
You want to kiss?
No, we can fuck.
I wake up one. I mean, so what, you going to just fuck with your mouth closed? Ain't going to be no.
With the hand on the back. From the back. From the back.
That's why you keep the mints beside the bed.
Exactly.
What
for
you
hard
say, Yonke?
I said you keep the mints beside the bed for hard times. You want to just rinse your mouth out with a little water, man. Put that mint in there. It'll be all right.
This
the
ultimate right
now. Bitch, just toot it up. It's fucking.
This
we ain't got time for all that. We ain't got time to unwrap no more.
That might be the face down time then.
Oh, face down and fuck on.
that might be that time.
That's
the time for you to get some pillow love.
Pillow love? What that mean?
Face in the pillow. Kiss the pillow, dude. Get some pillow love.
Just make sure you change them covers when you're done.
What about
a motherfucker that think that when y'all get together, they can start letting their feet stink?
Nah. They think we're probably stinking before.
they just hit it real well.
You can look at a motherfucker's shoes. You can look at motherfucker's shoes and tell them they feet stink. Hey, it's just where they been. If you been walking, nigga, you know they shit fucked up.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey,
they come in your house and still got a pair of British knights. You know they ain't took care of their feet.
Exactly. If it's leaning to the side, like, you know what I'm saying? If you pick that nigga up from the morning, it's a chance his feet might be stinking. I'm just saying, it's a
possibility. You pick him up for where? Marta. Are you saying that people that ride Marta got stinking feet? Are you making a stereotype? No, I'm just saying.
The more chance of they have to walk a long way to get to the bus stop, so, you know, their feet can sweat a little bit.
You do it for walking.
Oh, whatever. Whether you walking or sitting still, if your feet are stuck in some shoes and you have a high perspiration of, you know, in your shoes or your feet. See, everybody's feet don't sweat the same amount. You know what I'm saying? Some people's feet sweat a little bit. Some
probably,
people, you know.
If that bitch's feet stinking, her pussy probably stink too.
That is so not true. I totally disagree because, I mean, if she's not a person that perspires a lot between her legs, then her pussy should not be sweat. Wait a minute. How the hell we get on somebody? I was just saying how motherfuckers get comfortable and start letting, unless she got comfortable and start washing her pussy.
Don't get comfortable
and start washing your pussy.
So is there a difference between being comfortable and lazy?
I think so.
Because lazy means you was already lazy. You know what I'm saying? You were lazy from the jump. Comfortable means you started out, you know, on pins and needles and you were nervous. But once you got in the situation and you assessed it and
you got
relaxed.
So how do you know they wasn't already lazy and they just didn't want to be too comfortable with you and be on their top game when they got you? Then they just got
lazy. But they able to do it, though.
You can't get comfortable. You can be lazy. But you can't get comfortable and let that shit out. You got to stay on your P's and Q's. If you know that you are a nasty motherfucker, you only let that shit out when you get comfortable. So you don't get comfortable. Bottom line. I love a shanda, blah, 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 blah. I was under the anointing.
There she goes, change the faces. Transform.
Huh?
There you go, transforming again.
I mean, just saying, you know, you can be a lot of shit. Because everybody go put their best foot forward when they're trying to impress somebody, when they're trying to get them. You know, you speaking a certain way, you know what I'm saying? You know, you taking them to the best restaurants and you pulling the door open when you opening the door when you go in buildings. You 100% gentleman. You 100% classy bitch. But once you get comfortable, out come the wretchedness. And the
once you get that, pussy, it's over. Fuck you, man.
You make me sick. I can't stand you.
Hey, you should have gave that nigga the pussy. Yeah, shit, hell. Hey, do you think a nigga gonna keep goddamn catering to her? I got to spend too much time giving time to the next bitch. Fuck that.
Nah, nigga. Nah. Nah. You just like, you know, ladies, you know, y'all start shit. You start it, you got to keep it up.
Fuck that shit, because they get comfortable. They get comfortable with that shit. You keep opening up the doors and shit for that, they get comfortable with that shit. So now they just want to keep going in and out of buildings and shit all the goddamn time. Fuck
no,
that shit.
You sick son of a bitch. That is not what happened. All of a sudden now, oh, I done got used to, so I'm going to keep going in and out of buildings. No.
Exactly. Because you know, nigga, I keep opening up the door. Stop here. Stop there. Stop at the store. Stop at this store. I need to go over here.
No,
go to my mom.
No,
you think every time you get in and out, this goddamn car, I'm going to keep opening up the door? Hands to the fuck? No. You got hands. Goddamn. You was a bitch.
No, ladies, listen to me. Fellas, listen to Lady Libra. You know, I know all things. Chapel John is wretched. He's a reject from hell. He couldn't even get in hell. What I'm trying to tell y'all is do unto others as you had them do to you. You don't want them getting comfortable on you? Don't you get comfortable. You got to be catered to. You know what I'm saying? You cater and they cater back. Ladies, cater to your man from the beginning and the end if you want to keep it. Destiny Child, please enlighten the world.
Oh, shit.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly up, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, baby. This is your day, do anything for my man. Baby, you blow me away. I've got to clip up your dinner.
I'm
and all in this bitch. Hell no, I don't know what I'm doing. But I bet you I make this shit work. Shout out to all the super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable women of the whole entire world. I'm trying so hard to get y'all basic, comfortable ass hoes to unleash the bitch in you.
That's so. Hey, yo, motherfucker, don't
we
be
got
comfortable.
Prince Williams has checked in as well. He riding out in the chat room. He listening, holding it down. It's real out of the night, but it's okay. We're professionals.
You already know.
Welcome to High Tower Radio. Proceed.
That's
there anything you want to say, Trapper John?
I was just, we still on the comfortable thing, and, you know, people getting comfortable, and, you know, the whole situation. But I'm on point with everything. So y'all just make sure y'all rewind the tape and get your lessons in. If you missed anything, get your lessons in. High Tower Radio is always here to enlighten you, to give you, you know, what we got to give. You know what I'm saying? Pimps up, everybody else down. Let's go.
That's just like this. If we got comfortable with High Talk Radio, then the message, our attitude, our promptness, you know, everything would not be the same. We are not comfortable with this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't get comfortable with success. Don't forget that shit. You see us promoting and going hard just as hard as we did when we first started. As a matter of fact, we go harder. And that's just the name of the game. You cannot get comfortable with this shit. We have to pay rent for success every day. And I'm going to pay
every
my rent. Because ain't nobody going to evict me. I only evicted once before in my life, and I won't be evicted no more. That shit don't feel good at all. Low-key, anything you want to say?
What else?
Well, I mean, I feel what you're saying. I mean, when you do get up there and you get on that high platform, you can't get too comfortable. You got to think about everything that you work for and what you put in to get there, because it could be taken from up under your feet just as easy, actually easier. So they say, you know, more money, more problems. I mean, you can never get too comfortable and think that you got enough money that, you know, money is going to pull you out of everything, because, you know, you don't want to be too comfortable and think that your money and your respect, you know what I'm saying, respect is worth more than money. So never get too comfortable and think that you're above everyone.
That's for real. You see what they did to Michael Jackson?
Exactly.
I'm saying. Motherfucker got comfortable. It's the same shit. Well, okay, you get too comfortable. You start pissing on bitches and shit on tape. You get comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. Hey, you can't get comfortable like that.
You know what? You're so wretched.
I'm just saying, you can't do that kind of shit. I mean, that's a prime example of getting comfortable. You know what I mean? You got to work, like you said, you got to work for your success every day. And when you slip on your grind, it's always somebody right there to take your spot, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that's just watching you. Somebody right now is listening to High Talk Radio right now and just waiting for, like, one day they'll log on and we ain't on. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, shit,
yeah,
I'm going to do
yeah.
shit. You know what I'm saying? That's, you know what I mean? The motherfuckers is just watching and waiting. Just like, okay, so the motherfuckers fuck up, do some shit. All right. They plotting now. Like, damn. Let me call up here to blog. You know what I'm saying? Let me see how these niggas logged on. Let me see if I can give me a free show. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers is always plotting and planning to take your spot, take your position. So stay on your grind. Hustlers never sleep. Sleepers never hustle. That's always been my motto. And I live by that, die by that. That's the movement. They already know what to do, man. So don't get comfortable.
So what you're saying is that there's always that one dude at work that's plotting to try to move you out the spot because he said you're too
always
in your position.
It's always that motherfucker that want that position. Now, me, you know what I'm saying? I don't want another person's position. I'll create my own. See, glory. These motherfuckers don't understand. I don't want nobody's position because I make my own. My shit can't nobody, the shit I do, can't nobody else do. But I am replaceable in certain situations. You see what I'm saying? So I don't get the big head. I go hard at what I do. I grind hard. But I will not be taken for granted by motherfuckers that have gotten comfortable thinking that they are close enough to me and comfortable enough with me to handle me in an old kind of fucked up way. I will shake you off. I will quit fucking with you. I will make you uncomfortable. That's what I do as a super bitch, okay? Super beautiful, intellectual, talented, charismatic, and honorable. Please don't ever forget it.
Please don't ever forget it, because even if you at the motherfucker McDonald's, it's a motherfucker that want to cook the fries. You cooking the fries, it's a motherfucker that want to cook the fries. He been cooking hamburgers all the time, but he really didn't want to do the damn fries. So I'm just saying, it don't matter what you're doing, you know what I mean? It's always somebody that's trying to get in that position, you know what I mean? Fuck that. Everybody always trying to move up.
Maybe he's tired of getting chased by the dogs when he walk home. Maybe that's why he want to get by the fries. You ever think about that?
Exactly. I'm just saying, he want to move up. I'm just saying, he tired. Even though y'all look at each other every day, he still want to, he looking for that position. He waiting for that day when you don't come to work, and he get to do the fries. And then he going to cook the fries so damn good. He going to hook the fries up so damn good that they like, hey, yo, look, bro, we don't even want you to do the fries no more. You missed that yesterday. We gave Buddy a shot, and his fries is the bomb. He know how to hook them bitches. You know what I'm saying? Once you go over there and fuck with the hamburgers, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
That's how that shit happened. That's how it happened. Motherfucker get comfortable with their position. He thought, hey, I've been cooking fries for fucking a year now. You know what I'm saying? But he missed that one day at work, and he gave the other nigga a shot. One day.
Mm-hmm.
And the nigga came in there, and he cooked the shit out of them fries. I'm like, bro, everybody been coming in asking about them fries. So the nigga come in to work the next day, be like, bruh, shit, you ain't on the fries no more, man. You, shit, matter of fact, you mopping floors again. You out there, you know what I'm saying? So that's how that shit works. You got to be on your grind every day. Every day you got to be on your grind and be up and at it, because it's niggas that don't sleep like me. And there's always out there plotting,
you got to think about that when you're in your relationship, too, then. You got to be on your grind.
Yeah.
You can't be, you know, you got to make sure you give them flowers to that neck man waiting to take your place.
Yep.
That's for real. You got to eat that pussy every now and then. You know what I'm saying? But you can't eat it all the time.
You got to take them fur burgers every now and then, huh?
Yeah, but not all the time. But every now and then, you know what I'm saying, when she started getting comfortable, you know what I'm saying? You take it away. And then, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just boom. You know what I'm saying? Don't let her get comfortable with the shit. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep it as like, it's almost like Valentine's Day and shit. Like, when you get pussy, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah, either you done did something, nigga, you in trouble, or you know what I'm saying? There's something going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's how you got to do it. You got to keep them on their toes at 24/7. Can't let them get comfortable and complacent. You know what I'm saying? They can't do it. You got to shake them up. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to just, you know what I'm saying, just act like you're going to choke a bit. You know what I'm saying?
He ain't playing.
Big son of a bitch.
He ain't playing, y'all.
you got to shake them up. You can't let motherfuckers get comfortable, man. As soon as motherfuckers get comfortable with you, they start doing all kind of other extra shit. You know what I'm saying? They get comfortable with you. They don't want to pay to come in the club. They think it's not, we homeboys. I don't want to pay to come in the club. They comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I know trap, man. Let me get it. You know what I'm saying? They get comfortable. Or I ain't even coming because I can see you anytime. I'm comfortable. Fuck that. I can call you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I can call that nigga. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? You get comfortable.
Y'all can't call me no more.
Places.
Y'all can't see me no more. I don't fuck with y'all. Nah.
Shit, I wasn't calling your ass anyway. I was wondering when you was going to change your number. Shit.
Shut the hell up.
See, you got the Metro number. You don't have the main number.
Exactly. Shut up. I got a motherfucker.
You got the number. She
and
can switch anytime.
And I want to say to all these motherfuckers with their hiding habits, and then y'all make people think that y'all one way, and then when you get comfortable with them, then out pops this whole other person. That's not cool. Let motherfuckers know what they're getting themselves into up front. Look, I like to drink liquor 7 days a week, and I smoke crack. Let folks know. Don't wait and, you know, I don't do nothing. I just drink a beer every now and again and smoke a joint. Then after you done got comfortable, they pulling your ass out the damn hell hole or the trap because you done OD. That ain't people. They're tired of having to tell y'all about this shit.
Listen, I just smoke a little weed. That nigga got no hard head.
You a motherfucking heroin addict. No, no. Get somebody that do the same shit you do. Don't try to fuck with nobody that's intellectual on some more shit, got goals and, you know what I'm saying, highly motivated in life, and you ain't shit but a fucking crackhead. Don't do that. Don't give people them kind of impressions. Then when you get comfortable, you unleash the motherfucking booger man. It ain't cool.
Exactly. Busy acting like she go to church every Sunday and she all this, and then you get that busted up and she put all kind of shit out the draw. The handcuffs, just all kind of extra shit. You know what I'm saying?
And
yeah.
The worst one of them all is to pretend like you something, and then when you get comfortable, oh, I know you thought I was a woman, but I really still am a man. No, that's not what we do, people.
Oh, shit.
No, that's not what we damn do now.
A motherfucker,
I'm going to
get you sucker. Just start pulling shit off.
No, you be up front with people. You don't get comfortable, and you know what I'm saying? After they done got comfortable, they break their damn heart. But see, some people don't take that shit lightly. I recently saw something on TV where, you know, when one got comfortable, they killed his ass for that shit. That ain't no. I'm trying to keep y'all alive as long as I can now. If y'all gonna keep on doing this extra shit, then are you on your own? Shit. Now.
Nigga got comfortable dressing like a bitch. So you said, a nigga got comfortable. What are you saying? A nigga got comfortable dressing like a bitch and some niggas killed him.
No, I'm saying he got comfortable with them thinking that they were going to accept him being a man that's impersonating a woman. He wasn't upfront and honest about the situation, but he got comfortable thinking that, oh, now that I can, you know, relax, and once they find out, it's going to be all good. Them folks got together and killed him. You know what I'm saying? So,
damn.
You know what I'm saying? No, you know, just keep on misleading people. And then when you get comfortable, unleash the dragon. No, that's not what you do, people. No.
So,
motherfuckers
just keep the dragon out.
Innocent, and then when they get comfortable, you realize you fucking carry or some shit. No. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what you do. You know what I'm saying? These females get comfortable, and they just start doing all this satanic-ass shit. No. You don't do people like that because people ain't going to stay with you once you do shit that they're not comfortable with. So you done got comfortable, and you letting your hair down, but you ain't got no hair. If this nigga like hair, he gonna go get him a bitch with some hair. So get over it while you sitting there listening.
Proceed.
Oh, you know I be when the anointing fall upon me, ain't nothing I can do. I can't stop the anointing.
I mean, it just hits you like that sometimes. You get comfortable, and then the anointing just falls upon you. I mean, it's almost like the spirit just came upon you. I'm just saying. It's just all inside you. Just you just probably just tickling in the inside part. Just.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Put
your dick up. Okay?
I'm just saying. It's okay. I mean, hey, people get comfortable and call me shit like that. They get comfortable and make up nicknames for a motherfucker.
How do I get you a nickname about your dick? You know what I'm saying?
That's just a motherfucker getting too comfortable.
You got to keep your dick in your panties.
What?
See, a grown man don't wear no panties now.
Exactly, man. I'm going to fight. I'm ready to fight now. What?
Y'all get comfortable listening to Hot Talk Radio because we are here to stay. You know what I'm saying? We work very hard to bring y'all a very entertaining and enlightening show. So, you know, get comfortable listening to us on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Sometimes it don't be every, but those are the days we come on. You know what I'm saying? Just follow us on Twitter, Hot Talk 2010. That's HOTPALK2010. And you will see the posts daily when we are going on. You can log in at blogtalkradio/hottalkradio. You can also follow us on the Facebook page, Hot Talk Radio, three separate words. You can also subscribe to Lady Libra, that's one word, LadyLibra, space hell, HELL, and it's pronounced Lady Libra hell. So, you know, that way you can stay current with all our shows that we have that we produce, and all the shows are recorded, so they are available for your listening pleasures at the site. Just go to the site, blogtalkradio/hottalkradio, and every show we've ever produced is at that site. Please do not listen to the show on a sober head. Don't get comfortable enough if you're trying to listen to the show on a sober head. Hot Talk Radio is for the elite, a certain caliber of people. Don't do it. Don't do it. Papa John?
Hey, that's all I got to say is that I'm very comfortable with all our listeners, and I love y'all, and, you know, I'm real comfortable with y'all, and, you know, I appreciate y'all, you know, letting me come and, you know, into your living rooms and into your house and, you know, just let me invade your fucking laptops and your desktops and fucking just, you know what I mean, just let me just caress your phones. And, you know, I just love all our listeners and
I
everybody.
Yeah,
you know, just let me fondle, you know, with they brain and stuff like that. I just love it, and y'all know it's all entertainment. You know, this is what we do. We just keep it hot. It's Hot Talk Radio. It's your boy DJ Trapper John. You can catch me on Facebook at Trapper John, TrapperJon. You know what I'm saying? That's John. Trapper John. Y'all already know what to do, man. And Twitter me at DJ Trapper John. Get at me. Or you can hit me, you know what I'm saying, on the email tip, whatever, at Royal Go. That's royalgo.c@gmail.com. Fuck with your boy. Join the Go campaign on the Facebook. That's Go campaign. You know what I mean? Join that group on Facebook. It's always going down. We got the bus trips, all the tours for all the artists. And just, you know, we not even for the artists, you know, we do casino trips, real boss trips, shopping trips, all that kind of Gucci shit. So get at your boy. Holler at me. Anything's official. DJ Trapper John said so, man. For all your sound lighting, the stage, studio needs, everything, man, top to bottom, holler at your boy, man. Let's get it.
Low, can you tell them where they can find you at?
Yo, what's up? What's up? Yeah, you can find me on Twitter, LOKEYY. You know, just hit me up. And, you know, I ain't shy. I'll holler back at you. So I just want to, you know, just put God first. And stay on top of your game. Don't ever get too comfortable and think that you're irreplaceable. And always, you know, thank him for each day that he give you. And just don't get too much in your comfort zone that you forget about everybody around you.
Y'all heard that. On that note, stay on your eggshell. And until the next show, we'll holla.
Hot Talk Radio. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.